came home from a meeting better than 20 years ago. A preacher I admired had preached the evil of the television, and the sermon was still burning in me when I came through my own door. Just a young man with a fire and a house full of the world to set in order. And I meant to set it in order that night. And there sat my love in the front room watching something, a sitcom, nothing more. I told her it was evil, I told her it was sin. She looked at me and she said plainly, no, it is not. I told her then that she would have to stop. And she looked at me again and she said no. So I've been down and I pulled the cord out of the wall, and I carried that television through the middle of my house, with the cord dragging behind me along the floor, and my wife just standing there, her eyes filling up, cord dragging behind me, cord dragging behind me. And I was not in a rage, I need you to understand it. I believed with my whole heart that I was keeping her from harm. I was only gonna set the danger in some other room. A husband at his work, a husband doing his protecting. And I could not see her tears for all my holiness. I could not see her crying. So I bent down and I pulled the cord out of the wall, and I carried that television through the middle of my house, with the cord dragging behind me along the floor, and my wife just standing there, her eyes filling up, cord dragging behind me, cord dragging behind me. It was not long, a few short months, a year, maybe two, before I saw the danger in that house had never been the television. The danger was a man too sure of God to hear his own wife. A man who ran his bride to tears and called it love. I set that television down a long, long time ago, but I have dragged that cord behind me every year since. Through every quiet room I have walked, I still can't hear it on. And I still see her face, cord dragging behind me, cord dragging behind me. I am still the man who carried it, and she is still the one who carried it.